The Fiscal Bureau analysis says the state will finish the budget that runs through the end of June with a $121 million balance. While that's better than many projected, it doesn't tell the full story. It assumes the state would let its medical assistance programs run out of money sometime this spring. And it assumes Wisconsin won't pay back the nearly $60 million it owes the state of Minnesota as part of a now-defunct tax reciprocity deal. Governor Scott Walker had said before the new numbers came out that he wanted the legislature to make cuts to help balance the current budget. His office issued a statement yesterday saying the new estimates showed Wisconsin faces a fiscal crisis. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Tamara Grigsby, who sits on the legislature's finance committee, questioned the need for a budget repair bill. She said if Republicans were serious about the budget, they wouldn't have just passed several tax cuts that cost the state treasury millions.
There's no question that we need to work very hard to do better, but the Republicans have certainly not shown that they have had any intention of doing that other than giving tax credits and benefits to big businesses.
A much larger budget shortfall awaits the governor and lawmakers over the next 2 years. The state is projected to be roughly $3 billion in the hole over that span. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.